News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
So how bad did it get overnight and what's the state of play at the moment?
So the coldest station got down to -5.8. Now, some of them are still dropping. So not quite as cold as we expected. There was just a front to the south of us that just moved a little bit further inland. So put a bit more cloud over the south of the country where we were expecting the worst of the temperatures. So just kept things a little bit milder. But as I say, stations are still falling. There's freezing fog out there that are going to keep temperatures, you know, really below freezing in a few places throughout the day, but also plenty of frost and ice across the country regardless.
Yeah, any snow overnight or was it all frost and ice?
Frost and ice. A few wintry showers just up in the very north, northwest, but nothing accumulating like we've seen last weekend even.
Where is it coldest at the moment?
So coldest in Baldonnel in Dublin.
Oh, okay. That's interesting because Dublin was one of the seems to be one of the few counties to escape the harshest conditions. I suppose Baldonnel is a little bit inland, isn't it?
Exactly. Any places further inland were at risk. With those areas, just the coast, just staying that little bit warmer.
In terms of the rest of the day, what are you forecasting for the coming 24 hours?
So really the predominant thing is going to be the frost and ice and freezing fog that are going to linger in many areas throughout the day. Now, because of that that front to the south of us, there's a little possibility of some patchy rain possible near the south coast, but nothing really coming too far inland. And then tonight it's going to be, again, extremely cold, but largely dry, and there's no risk of any fronts nearby. So plenty of clear spells for temperatures to get right down again tonight, between -3 and -7 or -8 in places again.
Okay, I think yesterday there had been an expectation or a forecast that things could go as low as -10. Is that slightly scaled back now? I mean, obviously -8 is still ferociously cold.
It is indeed. So, yeah, not quite -10, but locally places, you know, could see that. You know, we don't have observations everywhere, of course, so it's more of a general idea of temperatures, but definitely in local places they could get down that far.
So just remind us, what is the weather warning status at the moment?
So at the moment, the orange status is in place until 10 a.m. this morning for most counties except for Donegal, Louth, Dublin and Wexford. And then tonight again, we get into another orange level, and that's for everywhere but Donegal. And in the meantime, there's a nationwide yellow out. Now, that's been extended until 12 p.m. on Friday afternoon, just because the cold is sticking around a little bit longer. And on Friday, you know, there is another risk of some sleet, snow possible in the rain that's going to move up from the south as it hits the colder air over Ireland. But that's going to move through quite quickly and be followed by much milder air. So it's not going to stick around like the snowfall that we had last weekend.
So the weekend, are we looking at a bit of respite at that point?
Exactly. Things are going to turn less cold generally. It's not going to be warm by any means, but it will turn less cold. And just as we move through and into next week, it will become milder.
Travel conditions at the moment are pretty hazardous, I imagine.
Absolutely. We're expecting a lot of black ice around. So we're urging people to really slow down and take care. You know, plan ahead and plan for extra time for your journey, you know. Just take it easy on the roads out there this morning. They can be treacherous.
Okay, good advice. Just before we let you go, Rebecca, I mean, we've been talking and everybody, conversations in every household around the country, remembering 2018, the beast from the east, 2010, when I think we had snow in November and December. And then, I'm old enough to remember 1982, and I saw somebody talking about 1963. How unusual is this kind of weather event?
Well, as you say, you know, we expect it every few years. And I suppose the thing is that it might be coming a bit later than we expect before we might have seen this type of weather in November, December. Now it's moving on into the new year and a bit later. But it's all part of just, you know, climate and weather variability. We do expect these conditions, just we wouldn't be used to them every year, thankfully.
Okay. All right. Listen, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning, Rebecca Cantwell there, forecaster with Met Éireann. Ciara Wicklow, I imagine, is pretty badly affected.
Yeah, absolutely freezing. And you know what I was thinking? I was listening to the news headlines there at 7 o'clock, and the fact that some people are on their fourth day of no power at the moment, and that struck me. And like, I don't know how I'd be coping with the level of cold in my house if I didn't have heat, if I didn't have an electric blanket, if I didn't have a kettle with, you know, hot drinks and all the things that I do have, luckily enough for me. But I can only imagine what people are in freezing cold houses with no heat, with no access to warm food, warm drinks, any of those things. It must be extraordinarily difficult.
Yeah.
And the scenes from around the country, Shane, the scenes on the news, the scenes on social media, like, this is a major weather event. There are people in Cork and Kerry and places like that cut off, isolated. I don't think I realised when we were talking about this last week how bad it was going to be.
Yeah, I saw a priest quoted in North Cork saying it was worse than he had seen since 1963, and that, I mean, that was a huge snow event that lasted for, I think, a number of weeks from memory.
It reminds me the cold of 2010. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, I have a recollection of digging the car out of the snow on Christmas Day in 2010 because my wife was sick and I needed to get her to the doctor. And I remember literally with a shovel having to dig the car out of the snow. So that's what it's like in certain parts of the country. I think it's important, Ciara, to give a big shout out to a number of people today. The Defence Forces,
yep.
Road gritters, ESB staff, other public servants who are out there doing a job really early in bitterly cold conditions to keep people warm and safe. As a nation, we are absolutely in their debt this morning.
Oh, completely. Do let us know out there this morning as well your own conditions. I know there's lots of people, their kids haven't gone back to school. And as I say, there are people, I think there are even some poor people without water still, Shane. Not that many, but some. But certainly there are some people on day four of no power. If you are out there, if you are listening, if you can hear us, let us know your own conditions, where you are and how you're coping and how you're affected.
087 1400 106. Give us a shout this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.